Is Turtle Boy on the phone? Oh, can we talk about this story that was on the Turtle Boy site?
Sure, what is it?
Have you heard about the vibrator bandits?
I saw a headline. I had not read the whole post yet, though, so I'm not familiar with the story.
All right, let's go to Turtle Boy right now. Hello, Turtle Boy.
Well, what's happening, guys?
Can you enlighten everybody about this story, which was being tweeted at me last night at Free Random?
Yeah, it's the most fantastic story of it. So basically, the West Springfield Police Department Facebook page shared a picture, right, of three people going into the CVS, and they stole, I guess, a bunch of lube and vibrators, and like vibrator bullets.
Now,
right?
Male, female, what were the...
Okay, well, that's the funny part. One of them was female. Two of them were male. So why they were stealing vibrators, I mean, that's just kind of embarrassing right there, if you ask me.
Times are tough. It's
economy. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, maybe they needed a cigarette break. I don't know. But so they were, they stole all this stuff. And the woman was probably the most identifiable woman ever. All right, her right arm is covered in tattoos. All right, she had one of those hats on that, of course, it doesn't, like, you know, curve the brim. Like, that's how you could tell you're a douche nozzle, when you don't, you know, curve the brim of your hat, generally.
Yeah.
And so, it's so identifiable. So you're reading the comments, and people are having a good time with it, and then immediately people know who they are, and they start posting their Facebook pages. So we go on there, and we find out, like, everything about this girl. Her name's Christy Beck, and of course she's from the town of Ware. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to Ware.
Sure have.
But it's the biggest dump I've ever seen. Like, one of the worst in the entire state.
It's rural Massachusetts, my friend. It's a great town. Shout out to the wardens, the Woodman's family.
You love the biggest dumps. You like Woonsocket.
Yeah.
But,
he feels at home. He feels at home in a dump.
You bet.
Yeah. So anyway, we end up, like, you know, figuring out who these people are. We go on their Facebook, and the funny part is the girl's actually been posting about, like, a need for lubricant for a while now. About, like, sometimes life doesn't leave you lubricant. It's actually foreshadowing.
Yeah.
And a million people read this story because it's so hilarious. And the police in Springfield were just on a regular drug surveillance, and they're in the Family Dollar parking lot, of course, when they see these three nudniks. And they immediately recognize them, and they're buying crack cocaine, of course.
Oh, good.
And, you know, they end up arresting them, and they made a point to say, like, they found all these drugs on them, but there were no vibrators in their possession. Hopefully that thing got incinerated and it will never be used again. God knows what they did with it, you know.
Now, I think we should bring back the theme song of Massachusetts. I don't know if... Do you remember the Make It in Massachusetts commercials, or was that before your time, LP?
It might have been before.
It was probably before yours. Probably before all of yours. But when I was a youngster, we had a tourism campaign here in our state with a jingle, which was Make It in Massachusetts. And when we talk about people like this who are stealing vibrators and and then buying crack cocaine, I mean, I think we ought to be able to launch into the Make It in Massachusetts jingle. Well, all right, so you can read all about that on your site, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, tell everybody.
TurtleBoySports.com.
Tell it. What is it?
TurtleBoySports.com.
TurtleBoySports.com. And there.